Chapter 4, Kindergarten, The Awakening. After sister number 2 was born, I learned my first lesson about life, and that was you can't always get what you want, and that people, including your family, will be knowingly and unknowingly lying to you. This was a hard lesson for me, since I was used to, for a fleeting moment, to be in the position to get exactly what I wanted. It was probably best that I learned it at this point because my first social life-changing event was going to prove even more challenging and rewarding. There was nothing that could have prepared me for the consequences of kindergarten. When you're 5 years old and you have a circle of people that you learn all your social attributes from because they are the only ones you see, and since my parents were not very social, and the only social engagements I can recall having was with other Navy families and events. So to say I was overwhelmed on the first day of kindergarten would be a colossal understatement. It was on this day many traditions were started. I did not know they were such, but nonetheless, this day is where I traced their beginnings. The first tradition was my mother not taking an interest in what was going on around me. Instead of coming and hanging out for the half a day that the school allows the parents to do, my mom was a kiss on the forehead and on her way. The other tradition was dressing me so ridiculously that I looked like a clown. She would do that to me till I was in the fourth grade. Finally, the last tradition was because we lived less than 2 miles from the school, there was no school bus, and she would be grossly late picking me up after school. So late, the police would have to come and take me home. I don't want you to think that the first day of kindergarten was a complete bust, because it wasn't at all. It was on this day that I was introduced to the good, bad, and the ugly. The good was I learned that there were others like me, both boys and girls. I learned that my teacher smelled very sweet, and I liked that. I really liked her knees. Sometimes she would wear socks, and that was nice as well. I guess she was young, but I was only a kid, so that made her older. Sometimes she would sit down on the desk at story time, and this always made the story more interesting. I also learned that my disdain for girls, that is my sisters, did not transfer to other girls who were not my sisters. The bad were the other boys. I didn't understand the alpha male syndrome, and I still don't think I understand it today. However, it was certainly present, and the boys were all jockeying for position. There were all types. There were rich, poor, athletic, wimps, and nerds. And then there was me. And the ugliest was Johnny Watson. He was a big boy, which I learned later in life was fat and angry. He was tall, and he was wide, with rolls from his shoulders to his feet. His double chin could hold a pencil in it. His pants were always 6 inches shorter and revealed his striped socks and dirty white Converse sneakers. He was my first experience with a bully, and it was ugly. I was like fresh bait for Johnny, a perfect boy dressed like a clown. Johnny took every chance to bully me. He would trip me to make me fall into the mud, flick me in the back of the ear, steal my lunch and lunch money. The worst part was my teacher seemed to like Johnny. And every time I would say something, she would just say, "Oh, you're exaggerating, Tommy. Johnny wouldn't do that on purpose." You see, the thing was my teacher was very pretty, and I would do anything possible for her to give me the same kind of attention that she gave Johnny. So I learned how to control him for my own benefit. I think after a while he figured it out and became bored with me until one day our lives in kindergarten and probably the rest of our lives was changed.